Hi, this is Cindy Dove with Purpose Lives, and this is the first in a series about life energies and life purpose. Today, I'll focus on life energies. We have three different life energies. You have all three of them. One of them is more dominant than the other. And just to give you a framework, life energies are not, oh, I have so much energy, I can't wait to do something. Life energies don't refer to, oh, you know, I'm exhausted, I have no energy. Life energies refers to that inner essence, that inner way that people see you, that you see the world, the way you make decisions, and those things that you hold dear. Today, we'll be giving an overview, and in future talks, I will go into more depth with each individual life energy and also look at how the combination of life energies plays out in your life. The three life energies are aliveness, truth, and workability. And here's a really brief description of each life energy. Remember, you do have all three. People with aliveness life energy are very visible. They're often the center of attention and they love experiences. In fact, they're the ones that it would say, hey, come on, let's do it. It'll be great. It'll be fun. They want to share that experience with you. People with aliveness life energy get movement by getting starts. What they really do is start. And they have a trail of unfinished things behind them. And for many of you right now, you're going, oh, that's me. The thing about starts is that people with aliveness life energy recognize that not every start is the right start. So they'll keep starting until they find the one that clicks. People with aliveness life energy are very optimistic. They see the silver lining. They're sure that everything will work out. And people with aliveness energy are spontaneous. They just jump in and do things. What they don't like are rules because they can't quite figure out how one rule would fit for everyone. So they're the ones that will say, hey, what about this? What about if I do it that way? Let's try this. Let's see how this works. So it's trying to make sense of something that just doesn't quite fit. So that's a really brief description of aliveness energy. The second energy is truth life energy. People with truth life energy are more quiet, more introspective, and they're looking for the deeper meaning of things. In fact, meaning is one of the most important things for people with truth life energy. They can't quite figure out why you would do something if it didn't have meaning. They're attentive. They're observant. They'll be the ones that'll be sitting there watching in a meeting, and then they will say the thing that makes everyone sit up and take notice. They often buy the perfect gift for people. They are the ones who really pay attention to what you love, to what would be the most magnificent thing for you. And they have the ability to see everybody's perspective. They see your opinion. They see another person's opinion. They see another third person's opinion. And they don't have to make any of them wrong. They can simply allow all of those opinions to be expressed. People with truth life energy are often very slow to make decisions. And that's because they want to look at all aspects. They want to do research. They want to check things out on the internet. They want to ask questions. And once they have the information, then they will go inside to make their decision. They have a really rich inner life. Many things are going on the inside that aren't visible to the outside world. People with truth life energy get movement by getting willing, and that is reflected in how they look at problems. So getting willing means you look at all of the possibilities, And then when you can live with any of them, then you will take action. What people with Truth Life energy don't like are conflicts. They will do almost anything to keep the peace. That's a really brief description of Truth Life energy. And now for the third life energy of workability. People with workability life energy are focused. They're organized. They often live from lists. They know how to get from A to Z. They know what the steps are, and they actually do all of the steps. Their lists help them to keep focused and organized. In fact, oftentimes as they go down the list, they'll be checking things off, and at night when they review the list, if they've done something during the day that's not on it, they'll add it to the list so they get to check it off. Now in workshops, this is where I start to see how many people with workability energy are in the group, because they're sheepishly looking at their friend saying, "Oh, I thought I was the only one who did that." And they realize that they do have some kindred spirits out there. People with workability life energy are very countable. If they say they're going to do something, they will do it. You don't need to check up on them. And in fact, if you do check up on them, you will serve to irritate them. Because their word is their bond, if they've said they'll do it, they will do it. You can count on it. People with workability life energy work from project to project. As one project is winding down, they're looking for their next project because they don't particularly like downtime. And what they really don't like are problems. So they're troubleshooting 15 miles down the road all of the time, trying to clear away any problems that might come up and interfere with the order of things or completing their projects. So that's a very brief description of workability life energy. Now, it's my belief that our life energies come to us from birth. We come through with our energies in place. When you watch kids, you can see how children with different life energies play differently. And in school, kids with aliveness life energy are the ones that often get checked talks too much on the report card. The kids with truth life energy often get checked off does not participate because they're busy observing. And kids with workability energy are often called teacher's pet because school is a big project. They're given an assignment. They know what they have to do. They know what will happen when they complete the assignment. So it's really set up for kids with workability energy. I want to give you a couple of examples of life energies in my own life. My primary life energy is aliveness, and my husband's primary life energy is truth. And many years ago, I had gone to a workshop and came home really excited. And it was in the evening, the kids were in bed, and my husband was laying on the living room floor with the lights out, listening to loud rock music. I bounded in. I said, "Oh, I had such a great time." And he sat up and said to me, "Do you have to talk so loud?" Well, you know how that went. I flounced into the bathroom to take off my makeup and started flouncing back through to go upstairs. And he said, wait a minute. We just had a life energy mess. And what that meant was my aliveness energy just slammed right into his introspective time. Even though he was listening to loud rock music, he was really fully engaged in the lyrics and having that private experience. So us recognizing the differences in life energies helped to just let that go. You know that conflict could have gone on for several days. You know, feelings hurt, being misunderstood, all of that. So when you can recognize the different life energies, it really helps to open up relationships. Another example of life energy is from my son, Michael, who has workability energy. When he was in his big boy bed for the first time, he had his bed made before his feet hit the ground the next morning. He figured out that if he took the covers and pulled them up as he climbed out the top of the bed, that he would have the bed completed. Now you can imagine, with my not having workability energy, I didn't teach him that. It was something that he intuitively knew how to do. So those are just a couple of brief examples. What I'd like you to do this next week is notice those things in your own life where you can say, oh yeah, that's my life energy, that's that aliveness, or that's that truth, or that's that workability energy. And especially in the times when you have judged how you've done something and thought, oh, you know, there's something wrong here, I should do it differently. Simply notice. Notice what your life energies are and accept them. In the next few talks, we'll talk about more specifically about each individual life energy. I will talk about how they come together and how they interact. And we'll also talk about life purpose.